Do you know why a lot of Pentecostal churches have demons?
Otherwise, the community will stay sick. I can't believe this Protestant pastor just said this about confession. Catholicism has really been at the forefront of the religious dialogue a lot recently. Of course, with the election of Pope Leo XIV, but also George Janko and the Christian Avengers have been talking about it. Then we've seen a lot from Stewart and Cliff Connectley about the early church fathers and the Eucharist. And I have to say, I'm really glad we're having these discussions. These are the most important discussions to be having. So I thought it would definitely be worth talking about this clip from a Protestant pastor talking about confession. Hey guys, I'm Father David Michael Moses. I'm a Catholic priest. And if you enjoy these types of videos, please make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on future content. So let's dive right in.
Pastors stand up and say, actually, Catholics are going to heaven. It's true.
So he starts by saying, actually, some Catholics are going to heaven. The presupposition here is a lot of people say, you know, can Catholics be saved? Can Catholics even go to heaven? Kind of a wild sentiment. On this channel, we've talked many times about how not only are Catholics Christians, Catholics were the first Christians. They are the most Christian. But the anti-Catholic bias is pretty strong. My mom actually grew up Southern Baptist. And she said it was just kind of understood that as she walked home from school, even though the fastest route home was by a Catholic church, that she was supposed to take a different, longer route so she didn't have to walk by the Catholic church. That's how big of a deal it was. Many faiths say, once saved, always saved. That once I've accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, I can't do anything to lose my salvation. And Catholics just don't say that. We believe that absolutely Jesus opened the gates of heaven, but we need to respond to that. And as St. Paul says, we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So that seems to be some of the background of what he's referring to here.
They are.
Yeah.
You may not agree with all their doctrines, just like somebody else doesn't agree with all our doctrines. They're going to heaven. Why? Because Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Love that he's saying that. He's saying Catholics are Christians. They affirm that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, which is absolutely true. There's no way to get to heaven without Jesus, which is what we say. So I love that he sees that.
Actually believe in the fullness of God more than you.
So he says Catholics believe in the fullness of God more than you do. And in a second, you're going to see why. But I love the fact that he used the word fullness, because we would actually say that the Catholic faith has the fullness of truth. That's the phrase that we use. The Catholic Church doesn't have a monopoly on the truth. There are other faiths that have parts of the truth, that believe that Jesus was God, that believe we need to have faith, all these different things. You can find truth in different places, but the fullness of the truth as revealed by God is in the Catholic Church. And now he says why.
They go and confess their sins. When was the last time you confessed yours?
He says Catholics confess their sins. They have the guts to go and tell somebody their sins. And he tells his congregation, it's wild that he's saying this. I love it. He says, when was the last time you guys confessed your sins? When did you guys do that? I like this guy.
You just say repent, but you don't confess.
He says you repent, but you don't confess. Yes, Jesus calls for repentance, but also confession of sins in many ways is the prerequisite for the repentance. Jesus tells the apostles, whatever sins you bind on earth are bound in heaven. Whatever sins you loose are loosed in heaven. They have this power to forgive. And it even says in James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The expectation is that sins are being confessed. So he's saying the Catholics are confessing their sins. What are you guys doing? And he's going to say what effect them not having their sins actually has in the church community. But first, I will just say, like, for us as Catholics, the fact that we go to confession is wild. It is wild to walk into a room and tell another man who's acting the person of Christ that you have sinned and what you've done, all the worst things that you've ever done. It's pretty insane. But I love it because even just psychologically, not even going into the theology yet, just psychologically, one of the phrases I love is, how do I know what I think until I hear what I say? That as long as things are in the darkness of our hearts, we haven't spoken them, they're kind of in obscurity. Like, how can we grow from something until we admit where we are with that thing? How can we start to get rid of sin if we haven't even acknowledged what it is? So again, he's saying, like, you repented, but you never confessed. So what are you repenting of? How do you know where you need to go from here? But the next part is kind of wild. Listen to this.
They have confession time. They go and sit down. They talk to their pastor or their priest. I sinned. I did this. I did this. You see your pastor. How are you? Oh, highly favored. You're covering every sin. You've never gone and say, Pastor, I'm struggling. I'm doing bad.
He's saying you guys aren't going to your pastor. He says your pastor is saying, oh, highly favored one. You're kind of ignoring the bad things and focusing on the good things. And I would just say, like, okay, imagine they did do that to their pastor. They walked in and they told the pastor all their sins. They would be confessing, but then what? Like, what would the pastor say? Would he feel confident enough to say, I absolve you from your sins? He wouldn't have the audacity to say that he can forgive sins. That would be wild. There's no system in Protestant churches. Why? Because there's no priesthood. The priesthood is saying that some men are called, set aside, consecrated to act in the person of Christ, to confect the Eucharist, to forgive sins. It is a wild thing to be called to, but it's the only way confession of sins and absolution makes any sense, which is why you don't find it in non-Catholic churches. Scripture says to confess your sins. The church has a great tradition of that, but once the non-Catholic churches got rid of the priesthood, who were you supposed to confess your sins to? It made no sense anymore. So it's fascinating that he's kind of highlighting that. And I love what he says next.
They have normalized going to confession. Because do you realize part of being delivered is confession? If you don't have confession, do you know why a lot of Pentecostal churches have demons? You don't confess.
Woo-hoo! He says the reason these churches have demons is because people aren't confessing their sins. Love that. The analogy I've kind of heard is like when you eat bad food, you eat some kind of food, makes you sick, right? You're going to be sick until the food gets out of you in some way. The food's got to come out for the body to start to heal. And it's the same way in the body of Christ, for a soul, for a family, for a community, for a church. When bad things are brought in, when people sin, there must be a mechanism for getting rid of the sin. Otherwise, the community will stay sick. And confession is the tried and true system for getting rid of sin in the soul, in the community, in the church, in the family, all of that. Otherwise, you're stuck with the demons. The community stays sick. My follow-up question from this video would be to him to say, okay, if confession is so important, which faith has a system for that? Which faith has a clear tradition of this? Which faith is doing this all the time? And he says it's the Catholic Church. Well, isn't that maybe an indicator of which faith has the fullness of truth? Which faith you should be a part of? Which faith has everything that you need to do what Christ has asked and to get to heaven? It's the Catholic Church, 100%. I will say that confession seems to be unique in how it's spoken about in non-Catholic churches, in that, like the Eucharist, for example, people think that the Eucharist is idolatry because they don't actually think it changes from bread into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. People say that we worship Mary. Not true. But the point is they think those things are wrong. When it comes to confession, people don't say that's wrong, you shouldn't do that. What most non-Catholics say is, I don't think I need to do that. A very different approach, kind of like saying, I don't think I need to eat healthy. Even in saying that, you're kind of acknowledging that it would probably be good to eat healthy, or at least not bad to eat healthy. You just don't think that you need it. And honestly, I get it. I understand trying to find lots of good reasons to not have to eat healthy because it's hard to eat healthy. It takes sacrifice. And I understand trying to find lots of good reasons not to have to tell someone your sins, but that doesn't mean that eating healthy isn't the right thing to do. It doesn't mean that going to confession isn't exactly what you need. Again, my main thought would be if confession of sin is important, which faith has a tradition of that, a system for that, is doing that every day? I heard confessions this morning. Look at whatever faith is doing this thing that is so important, that is the reason that some churches have demons because they're not doing it. Which faith is doing that? Because that is a really strong hint as to which faith has the Holy Spirit guiding it today. Anyways, thought this was just super, super cool watching this video. Appreciate this pastor talking about these things. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Maybe your experience with confession. Thank you so, so much for watching. We'll see you next time. God bless.